Hello, everybody. It is me, Baby Kitten, once again. Today, well, tonight, I'm kind of looking through the whole entire questionnaire thingy majiggy, like the big master list of all the questionnaires, and I saw that I didn't do Mr. Tinkle's questionnaire, and he has become a really good friend, I would say, of mine. So I thought I have to do this questionnaire just because. So let's get going. How many questions did you make? 16 questions. Okay. Number one. What GWA tags are you most drawn to, and what do you wish there was more, were more of? I like BDSM tags. I like boyfriend experience tags. I like oral tags, you know, and daddy tags.
Those are one of my favorites.
And what do I wish there were more of? If I had to pick one, it would be, I need more, I don't know. I feel like there's already ones on there that I would want. So, I honestly can't think of anything. Maybe. Oh, man. I don't know. I kind of like everything that's already on here. So, I can't really think of anything that I'm missing personally. So, number two. Do you listen to audios for purely intellectual reasons? Or do you use them for sexy wand polishing / cauldron stirring? If you do, how important are sexy audios to your self-pleasure experience? I listen to them for funsies sometimes, not just to, you know, get the cauldron stirring, you know. how important are they? They're pretty important, I guess. I don't know. Let's see. I mean, sometimes I listen to them because the whatever, like, it's about seems interesting and I want to listen to it. And if I get excited, then cauldron stirring might happen. But sometimes I just listen to them to get cauldron stirring activities going, from the get-go. So it all depends really on how I'm feeling that day. I answer that question? I don't know. If you could time travel to any point in history for sexy times, when/where would you go, and who would you have wild escapades with? You can also bring someone from your own time period with you if you're so inclined. I would go to probably in the 1920s, before they did the Great Depression. I feel like people party hard, you know, they party hard. And I would want to have sexy times with a gangster or something, you know, like one of the like mob bosses. I feel like that'd be really, really cool. What's your favorite sexual fantasy that you've never been able to fulfill yet? I really want to have a threesome with two girls, so me and a girl and a guy, and I want to be domed by the two people. That's it. That's my favorite one, guys. Number, what am I on? Four. Am I on four or five? Four. Okay. If you had the ability to become some kind of sexy supernatural creature, vampire, blah, blah, blah. Okay. What would you want to be? Well, out of these.
Sorry about my breathing noises.
I would be a vampire. I feel like that'd be cool. You live forever, right? And you just, like, bite people. And aren't vampires, like, already sexy? But I guess, like, succubus people. Succubi. The plural name. Are pretty sexy, too. Speaking of which, I'm making that audio, Mr. Tinkles. You wait. You wait. I'm doing it. Number six. How many sex toys do you own that strongly resemble lightsabers? Do they have the elegant designs of the Jedi or the harsher, more forceful signs of the Sith? And how many of them are curved like Count Dooku's lightsaber? Well, currently I have zero because I lost mine during moving, which sucked. But I did have one that was like kind of curved like Count Dooku, but not.
Like extreme curved, you know, how his is like really curved. It wasn't that curved, but it was pretty curved. So, yeah.
Number seven, if you have a penis, have you ever pretended it was a lightsaber? Me and lightsaber swooshing noises while waving it around. If you don't have a penis, have you grabbed someone else's penis and done the same while pleasuring it? Well, I don't have a penis, but if I did have a penis, I'd do that a lot. If I did. And if I've never grabbed someone's penis and done that, but I don't think I'd do it while pleasuring it. I think I'd just do it randomly, like if we're just chilling and we're naked, just chilling and we're naked. I'd probably just grab it and do it for funsies and for a silly thing. But I don't think I'd do it while I was pleasuring it. Because it's just something, vroom, 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 you know what I mean? Zoom, 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 yeah. Okay. Number eight. Have you ever had a partner write things on your skin, and was it Harry Potter fan fiction? I had a partner who made me write things on my skin. Like, I had to write it on my skin. And unfortunately, no, it wasn't Harry Potter fan fiction. I feel like that would cover my whole entire body because Harry Potter fan fiction is so long. During their orgasm, would you prefer that your partner whimper quietly as they come, scream their pleasure loudly, or just moan at a moderate volume? Or would you prefer that they drop some dubstep beats as they come? Example.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah, they know coming. I think screaming can get kind of scary. It kind of freaks me out. I like whimper quietly, or just moderate volume is good for me. Yeah. What is your favorite position? And is it dragon style, in which the woman swoops down, arms outstretched like wings, and the man has to stretch? Rawr, rawr, rawr. Give me your treasures, human. I've never heard of that before, but my favorite position is doggy style. Yeah. Would you ever consider giving a sexy countdown in fractions in which the other person can only come if you reach a value of less than 50%, but use fractions like 60, 50, which equals just to troll them? No, I would never do that because I'm bad at math. Don't bring math into sexy times. It's a turnoff. Don't do it. Well, for me, it's a turnoff. Don't do it. Would you do a sexy Lord of the Rings roleplay? And if so, would you refer to the penis, assuming a penis is involved, as a tower? Oh my God. I would do all of these things in this question. I would do a sexy Lord of the Rings roleplay. And I would call the penis that.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Have you ever listened to sexy audios while trading on the stock market? And if so, during the climax portion of the audio, did you shout, "Call me the Narwhal of Wall Street, baby"?
No, but you probably have, Mr. Jingles, and that's all you, man. You killing it. Killing the game.
killing that Wall Street game. If you have just had an orgasm, would you allow your partner to continue pleasuring you, or would you insist that your extremely sensitive sex tips are now a keep-away zone? And what are your feelings on marathon blowjobs / marathon cunnilingus? Which partner will pleasure you again and again, virtually nonstop, over the course of several hours? Okay, so first part of this. You know, it depends. Because if the initial orgasm isn't, like, crazy strong, then I could probably, you know, let them keep going. But if it was, like, a really intense orgasm, I probably just need a break. You know, like, just, like, 10 seconds.
15 seconds.
And then for the second, what are your feelings on marathon blowjobs / marathon cunnilingus? Okay, I'll do both of those. So, marathon blowjobs actually sounds really, really fun. Really, really cool. I would want to do it. Hopefully, you know, my mouth doesn't get tired. It probably will, but I think it'd just be too fun. And, you know, some guys can't keep going after they come the first time, and I just like to torture him and just keep going anyway. I feel like that'd be really fun. That's just kind of like this, you know, like the evil part of me coming out a little bit. I think it's fun just to keep coming and coming, coming, coming. And be like, oh, I can't do it anymore. And it's like, bitch, you will, because I'm going to keep going. And then marathon cunnilingus. I'm sure it'd be great, but I'm pretty sure I'd get sick of it real quick. And what are your what is your favorite thing to do after getting some good love and sleep? Eat ice cream, discuss why Harry slash Ginny is a terrible pairing. Oh my gosh, it is. Ugh, I hate Harry and Ginny. How come? I don't want to get into it. I'm not going to get into it. Cuddles? And if we could get pizza. Cuddles and pizza sounds like the greatest thing ever. Final question. Is it ever acceptable to Rickroll someone during sex? If you do believe it's acceptable, then when is it the best time to do it to someone? For example, during their orgasm, during foreplay, perhaps, when that person's orally pleasuring you, etc. No. It's never acceptable to Rickroll during any situation. Any situation. Do not Rickroll. It's over. Let it go. And yeah, that was the final question. So anyways, I really enjoyed this questionnaire. It was really fun. And thanks, Mr. Tingles. Really enjoyed it. And I will listen to all you lovely people later. Have a great night.